Lord, you have searched us out and known us. You have discerned our thoughts from afar. You have traced our journeys and our resting places and are acquainted with all our ways. Cleanse our eyes so that we may see others as you see us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The day after Christmas, my husband Tom and I went to see the movie that was called Wonder. Has anybody seen that movie? Some have. Okay, well, I'm still going to tell you about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's the story of a fifth grader living in Manhattan named August Pullman, and it's based on the New York Times bestselling novel by the same name of Wonder. Augie was born with a genetic abnormality that's called Treacher-Collins syndrome, and his face and head and neck were highly disfigured. And this caused him to have some 27 surgeries and medical treatments on his face and head and neck. And there's one scene at the beginning of the movie in Augie's bedroom, and there's a bulletin board, and he has put every hospital band from all those 27 surgeries on this bulletin board. So you get an idea of the number of times he's been doing that. And in spite of all that he's endured, Augie is a regular kid in every other way. He loves Star Wars, the computer game Minecraft, he loves science, and he navigates his often uncomfortable situations with humor and a very active imagination. When the movie begins, we see that Augie wears an astronaut helmet everywhere. You know, the kind with a reflective visor where you can see out of it, but nobody can see in, because he doesn't want anybody to see his face and who he really is. Augie has been homeschooled his whole life until this point. His mom has put her own career on hold to do this. But now that he's reached middle school age, his parents decide that he needs to go to regular school so that he can learn to be around the other kids and kind of deal with the outside world. And you can imagine all the emotions around doing this and the potential for bullying and hurt and isolation when the other kids would see him for the first time. His mom is somewhat apprehensive but firm in her convictions. His dad backpedals a little bit on the decision. His older sister has not gotten much of the family's attention during her lifetime and is apprehensive herself about going to high school. The head of the middle school is a really good guy, and he's very welcoming and hospitable to Augie and his family. So he asks three students ahead of time to befriend Augie when he arrives. And of course, while these are some of the best students, they're normal kids, and they question their parents and complain, like, why do we have to do this? But they do it. And there's a scene when Augie walks up to the school for the first day, and his parents tell him he has to take off the astronaut helmet. And of course, when he steps onto the campus, all the kids stare at him and give him a wide berth. And there's a full range of reactions to what he looks like. Some of the kids try to befriend him, some show him around, some eat lunch with him, some don't, some make fun of him, some bully him, and later some beat him up. So no spoiler alert here, but there's a scene with the head of the school and the parents of a boy who has bullied and harassed Augie and has been suspended. And of course, these parents are outraged that their son is being treated so badly. And one of the best lines in the film is where a very calm head of school says to them, "You know, Augie cannot change the way he looks, but perhaps we need to change the way we see." In today's gospel story, Philip finds Nathanael and tells him to come and see Jesus. And this is the context of Jesus calling his disciples, and so he's already found the brothers Andrew and Simon Peter, who have decided to follow him. And then he travels to Galilee and sees Philip and invites him to follow him too. And so then Philip finds his friend Nathanael and tells him, "You know, I have found Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth, about whom Moses and the prophets wrote." Nathanael is skeptical at first, and he asks, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" To which Philip replies, "Come and see." So he does. And he wants to know how Jesus knows him. And Jesus tells him that he saw him under the fig tree before Philip had found him. And then Nathanael recognizes Jesus. He really sees Jesus for who he is, the Son of God and the King of Israel. Just like in the movie, when some of the kids learn some respect for Augie after some face-to-face encounters in class and find out who he really is. Jesus then tells Nathanael that he will see even greater things than anything he has seen before. Nathanael's initial skepticism about Jesus turns to wonder as he has this face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball encounter with Jesus. This way of seeing others and being able to turn to wonder is no small thing. And it's also not our normal way of seeing. It's easy at times for us to turn away from looking at others, especially those who are very different from us, both mentally and physically. And it's hard to see others or situations with new eyes, isn't it? Because we're mostly conditioned to respond in a few predictable ways. Just like the other kids in the movie, we respond with fear or mistrust or defensiveness, judgment, or disrespect. In order to let these moments teach us how to see differently, Richard Rohr writes that we must allow ourselves to be slightly stunned until the moment draws us inward and upward toward a subtle experience of wonder, a single moment of awe to get us started. Remember when Moses, who at the time was running from the law, encountered the burning bush? He becomes awestruck and takes off his shoes because he is standing on holy ground, trying not to look right at God. Awe can lead us to surrender to a new way of seeing. And Rohr says further, to be captured by the goodness, truth, and beauty of something beyond and outside of ourselves. I've seen this commercial on television for a special online tuition-free school called K-12. And the children ask in it, "Can you see me? What do you see when you look at me? Do you see what makes us brilliant? Can you see that I am unique?" These are the same kind of questions that Jesus asks us. What do we see when we look at him? When we look at others? Can we look beyond the differences and see others for who they really are? Can we see the person who's also a beloved child of God underneath all of it? The poet William Blake once wrote, "If the doors of perception were cleansed, everything would appear to us as it is, infinite." And this kind of seeing is much more than just looking. It also includes recognizing and then appreciating. Nathanael gets a glimpse of who Jesus is when he's invited to see, and he recognizes him as the Son of God. And then he gets another glimpse later on after the resurrection on the shore while he's eating a breakfast of fish and bread with Jesus. And in that moment, he and the other disciples knew it was the Lord, and it was the third time that he appeared to them. Jesus gets past our normal barriers. Jesus looks past our own infirmities and boundaries and invites us to see past them write to him as well. The kids in the movie Wonder are invited to see past Augie's face and recognize him for who he is, a regular kid, smart in science, funny to be with, and willing to stand up for the bullies in the class, stand up to the bullies in the class. The problem is that this kind of wide-eyed seeing doesn't last. Can we really see what is happening in our lives? Can we continue to see where Jesus is asking us to follow him? Can we look at the grace where the grace of Jesus is alive in the world? It's hard because we do lose sight of things. Sometimes our eyelids flutter closed and our hearts aren't far behind. We can't see beyond what our senses tell us. It was true of the disciples. Jesus asked them to come and see many times. It's also true of us. Jesus invites us over and over again to come and see. But notice that Jesus doesn't force us or argue with us or Nathaniel. He just invites us to see. Today's story gives us the chance to see how many different ways the light shines, allowing all of us disciples to gather around our Lord and to see what happens when we share that light with others. Because, as Will Willimon wrote, we are seeing great things as Jesus begins not by working wonders solo, but by gathering a community of followers, by revealing himself to them, by provoking epiphany in the middle of an everyday conversation, and by including us in the greater revelation. We are invited to see Jesus and others through the eyes of faith, to pray to God to cleanse our own eyes so that we can see further, to see God's hand at work in all other people, to look through eyes of faith at ordinary and not so ordinary people and events and see belovedness and miracles. Jesus gathers us to follow him and to see differently. Jesus invites us to follow his own star in this season of Epiphany. He invites us into the mystery of God and how God sees us and into relationship with the great mystery and with others. Jesus has already seen each of us, whether we know it or not, and he can look into our hearts. He is the one who gives each of us light and sees each of us in our own true light. We can see that Jesus loves ordinary people like his disciples and like us, and finds us in insignificant places like Nazareth, under fig trees, or at breakfast on a beach. We may see more clearly as we help others, as we befriend those who are different, as we offer prayers for those in need and for those with whom we disagree. We may see more clearly as we let the things that continue to divide us just fall away. We may see more clearly as we look for ways to become, as Pope Francis recently said, artisans of the common good. Tomorrow, we commemorate the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. He was someone who saw the world and people through different eyes and devoted his life to the common good to help change the way others saw the world, too. We are all in need of blessing and grace. We all want to be loved, and we all want to be treated by others as God treats us, loving us in spite of everything that we appear to be. And God, over and over again, gives us this invitation, gives us the chance, and gives us the grace for our eyes to be wide open to change the way we see. Last week, I read this brief reflection by Brother James Kester from the Society of St. John the Evangelist, which spoke to me and to this. He wrote, "What would it look like to live as one who had seen Jesus, The way we look at the world would change. The way we act would change. Even the way we look would change. None can come to Christ and go away as they came. So see God, see Jesus, see others, see yourself, and you might find some unexpected epiphanies. Come and see. Amen.